Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, you're listening to Fred Film Radio, and this is Diego Aparicio reporting from a slightly gloomier Venice Lido today. I'm here at the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by Martinas Kliučinenkas, who is the Lithuanian jury member for the Giornata degli Autori this year. Hello, Martinas. A very warm welcome to you.
Hi, Diego.
How was the jury deliberation today?
Actually, it was exciting. I was very curious who will win, so I still can't tell you, but I'm very happy.
We're really excited to hear who the winner is. I'm sure it was like a very intense procedure for all of you. So I would just like to say congratulations again for being part of this year's jury. I'm sure it must have been a very unique experience. How did you find out about 28 Times Cinema?
Actually, I knew someone who participated in 28 Cinema, and also all my media was full of 28 Times Cinema, so I was sure that I want to just try to participate.
Amazing. So AI algorithms helped there, did they?
Sorry.
So it was AI algorithms, like your news feed?
Yeah.
Amazing. Cool. So what's your background in film, Martinas? Do you have a formal one, or is it just like a cinephile sort of background?
For now, it's mainly a cinephile, but I think it started when I joined the cinema club in my hometown. And later on, I participated in some projects. Last year, I was one of young programmers in Vilnius International Film Festival.
Amazing.
So, yeah. It's the first time that I'm a juror, so it's nice to try as well this position. Yeah.
Well, it sounds so exciting. I'm glad you got to try a few different things then thus far. Yeah. I was wondering how you've found the Venice experience overall. You know, what was the Lido environment like for you?
Actually, it's like different island, only for cinema. It feels like very interesting. Everyone comes here only for cinema. So at first it was like spectacular. I mean, a lot of people, like a lot of attention to some films. So at first it looks something spectacular, but actually it's like also like casual routine for some people who come here just to watch films, to see the new ones. And I think the most, only here I understood what to watch films in like screening rooms. Mm-hmm. Because I wouldn't feel the difference between watching film at home or watching in cinema, but maybe here it's kind of different, and the director and actors are near, and the audience is reacting live, so it's kind of different experience. I think it's the first time I really enjoyed being with everyone else watching films.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. I'm glad you've had such a great time here. And what has been the highlight for you, or some of the highlights from the films you've seen? I know as a jury member for the Giornate, we're not really supposed to talk about those films. So what about the rest of the festival?
I really enjoyed Madre by Rodrigo Sorogoyen, as well as Cold Case Hammarskjöld.
Amazing.
The Lux Prize. And these films I enjoyed the most.
Did you know about the Lux Prize initiative before being a part of 28 Times Cinema?
Yeah, I was a fan of Lux Prize. Like 4 years ago, my friends told them about that. So I was really excited. And I think that's like one of the events I'm waiting like the most. Because it shows, usually the free films are super good. And I don't know, it's free, it's open to everyone. So at least in Lithuania, it's usually hard to get in because you have to like book a ticket before.
Well done, Lithuania. I'm really happy to hear that.
I think we would even need more screenings, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the European Parliament is listening. So, and thank you very much, European Parliament, for supporting and being the main funding body for the 28 Times Cinema program. Speaking of which, one of the other partners is Europa Cinemas, which I think processed the applications. So which cinema did you apply through, and Which one are you representing here in Venice?
I'm representing Scalvia, a small cinema theater in Vilnius, which usually shows independent cinema. Yeah.
Terrific. And do you go often?
I live in other city, actually.
Okay.
So, but during the festivals, yeah, I go there.
Fantastic. So just before starting the interview, you told me you're participating at the Cine Europa workshop for film criticism.
Right.
What has that been like for you?
It was really nice to practice my skills in film criticism, because you don't have a lot of time. So it's different than you write it at home. You mm-hmm. have 2 weeks and you can do whatever you want. And here you have like 5 hours or something, and you finish your review standing in a queue. So it's kind of different.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Did you get to work in the press room upstairs in the Palazzo del Casino?
No, actually, I worked more in the queue when in a...
yeah. Well, that shows your devotion and your determination to get into the screenings. Well done.
Yeah.
How many films do you think you averaged per day?
Mainly three per day.
Very solid. Well done. So are you interested in any particular sector in the film industry? Is it film criticism for you? Or is there something in Lithuania that you would like to contribute to?
Actually, until now, I participated more in film criticism or curating. But now I would like to try film directing and more practice. Yeah.
So hands-on filmmaking.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that.
Thanks.
I hear it's a very long-term commitment, but yeah. Well, I wish you the very best of luck with that, Martinas. It's been really nice talking to you and meeting you today.
Thank you.
From the Venice Film Festival, this was Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.